Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live broadcasting, OB, outdoor broadcasting, here at JCU campus, Cairns Smithville, at the actual College of Newman Catholic College. And Yarnuff Shrine of Light Technology, traditional owners of the land we broadcast all, the Yirrkanji people at here at Smithville. And I'd like to acknowledge all traditional owners of this beautiful country of ours, National Talk Black. And Yarnuff Shrine here, big shout out to BBM, 98.7 FM. NERS, National Digital Radio Service, takes across the country, and you are yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm going to catch up and have a yarn. My first guest, I have Principal Loretta Graham, who's the Principal of Newman Catholic College, and a very good morning, Principal Loretta, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you, Trevor, and I'd like to acknowledge the Yirrkanji people as well, and we're on this beautiful land of theirs. Yeah.
And your college sits here.
It does.
So thank you very much. So Newman Catholic College, how long do you, at your infancy, aren't you? How long have you been operating for?
This is our fourth year. We're a new college.
Yes.
And as you can see, we're still building.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. There's construction going on everywhere. And I will say you're on JCU, James Cook University campus, Cairns Smithville. I've never ever seen a high school operating at a university campus. Is this a first?
It is a first.
Yes.
And it's such a wonderful opportunity for the students and for us as a college to be within a university, and it just opens up so much, so many opportunities.
Yes.
For collaboration and students doing things that they would normally not have the opportunity to do.
So let's talk about grades. What grades do you hold here at Newman Catholic College?
So at the present time we have from year 7 through to 10, and the next year we move into year 11,
okay.
And the following year, year 12.
Oh, so each year you bring a new grade in.
Absolutely.
Okay, go a mile, see a mile. All right, fantastic. So grade 11 next year.
That's right.
And then grade 12 the
following year. That's right.
So I would think grade 12, then students graduate, would then just go next door.
That is...
to JCU.
Yeah, that's what the students want to do because they see the university every day and
yes.
They go over to the university and they have lots of opportunities to interact with their staff as well.
Okay, fantastic. So you would have inaugural students who started grade 7 here.
Yes.
3-4 odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Growing with the school as they go to their next level of schooling.
Absolutely. And they're used to being on a place where the project is still being built.
Yes.
And they're looking forward to moving into their new facilities as well as moving more as they go into senior years into, classes with the university and things like that.
Fantastic. Now, we are here today celebrating NAIDOC here mm-hmm. at Newman Catholic College, hence the outdoor broadcast with Bummer Bibbin Media and National Talk Black. Congratulations. Thank you for celebrating, acknowledging our people on this beautiful celebration of NAIDOC. What does NAIDOC mean to you as a principal and a non-Indigenous principal?
Well, it means a lot to me. We, as a family, have spent quite a lot of time in the Northern Territory as well.
Yes.
And we call ourselves people from the northern part of Australia.
Thank you.
So top end here.
Cairns,
in the
Darwin,
northern,
what a
yes.
Northern Australia.
And I have a son who's a principal up on Thursday Island, Wyben, as well.
Yes.
So I have little grandchildren who live
beautiful.
Up in the Torres Strait. So, you know... we have lots of connections, and as you said today,
yeah.
And as Tobias, our leader
yeah.
here, said, every day we need to be acknowledging
yeah.
the culture and the ways of knowing and being
sure.
in this place.
Yeah. Yeah, look, beautiful, fantastic. So, look, we as First Nation people, we celebrate who we are 365 days a year, but 1 week of the year we use it as a platform for sharing, caring, educating, acknowledging, and a safe space for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters to come to the table and have this yarn.
Absolutely, and it's a wonderful. We have all these activities today so the students can come to know more about the culture.
Good.
And experience things that they sometimes haven't had the opportunity to do. So it's great. We look forward to this. Lisa and Tobias and the team have been planning for a long time, and we've been all up at 6 o'clock this morning learning how to make fried scones. So
there you go.
I smell, my hands smell like fried scones.
And they're strong with the kai kai, we say, the food, especially with their scones. Let's talk about students. How many, would you know, numbers in regard to Indigenous students at the School of Newman College?
We have growing numbers of students here at the college, and at the present time we have close to 40 Indigenous
students.
And
all grades, both grades?
Yes, all through different grades. And the other thing is too, I just want to mention that Professor Martin Nakata helped us with the design here of the college, and he wanted to build the building so that it fits in with the culture. So every single room, when you look outside, you can see from every room in the place the beautiful rainforest.
Thank you.
And it's built on accessibility so that the students have easy access to the adults in this place.
Yeah. And a big shout out to Professor Nakata and the work that he's doing. And it's great to have a man of that caliber at the table in regarding the foundation of this fantastic college.
Absolutely, he's amazing, and he has guided us in decisions.
Now let's talk your staff, First Nations staff.
Yeah, so we
maybe teachers.
We have First Nations staff, and we are still looking forward to having teaching staff. However, we have school officers and leaders who support the college and who are First Nations.
Yeah, well we look for our black successes in all fields. And when you're talking about staff or teachers at a school, for example, an Indigenous student, you can't be what you can't see. And there's inspiration there to see that and understand that and feel that.
So some of our support officers are looking forward to studying to become teachers as well. So we're supporting them through that. And at the present time, we are advertising for teachers for next year. So, yes. Indigenous staff,
Chuck in the applications.
And you're most welcome.
And they will come.
Yes.
Fantastic. For those Deadly listeners just tuned in, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, with your Deadly program, National Talk Black. I'm coming to you live from the principal from the Newman Catholic College, based here at JCU campus, Cairns Smithfield, outdoor broadcast. We're here having a Deadly Yarn with Principal Loretta Graham, and talking about this fantastic school, a progressing school. Each year, as Principal Loretta did point out, grade 7, 8, 9, 10, and then we're going into grade 11 next year.
That's right.
And grade 12 the following year.
Absolutely.
So, look, fantastic, and building it that way. So, looking at the building, there's more construction going on, making room for grade 11 and 12. So that's the case, isn't it?
That is the case. And our library will be out there, and all of the admin area is moving out to the front of the school as well.
Good.
So,
exactly.
This area here becomes a drama space. So,
there you go.
So, there's some conversions that are going to happen, Trevor.
Blessed are the flexible.
It's always good to be flexible, Trevor, as you know.
Principal Loretta, nice talking with you. Thank you for having us here at your school. Happy NAIDOC, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, and you have a fantastic day, Trevor, and thank you so very much.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there, Principal Loretta Graham from Newman Catholic College, and we're here celebrating NAIDOC, and they've invited us here and having deadly yarns with people, having deadly kai kai, of course, food number one in regarding to engaging with people, and we're going to talk to some of the students as well. We've got some other important people to yarn. Stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black, outdoor broadcast, BBM 98.7 FM, and we've got across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and yarn up strong here, the Bally One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, OB, Outdoor Broadcast. We're here at Newman Catholic College, here sitting on the campus of JCU, Cairns Smithville, a first time ever high school on the same grounds as a university. And look, we had a beautiful yarn with Principal Loretta Graham. And for those who just tuned in, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, for your daily program, National Talk Black. And live here, like I said, at JCU campus, Cairns Smithville, for Newman Catholic College. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Christopher Graham, who's the leader of Liturgy, Spirituality and Faith Formation, and the son of the principal. I will say that. Thank you, my brother. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So not a case of nepotism. You're very good at what you do. There was a space available and you applied for the job and you got your job, irrespective that your mother is the principal.
Yeah, it helps to have connections. No, coming from a Catholic family and being brought up as a Catholic, the role required someone with a practicing faith
You got the degree.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you for having us here, Bumba Bibba Media. Here we are, outdoor broadcast at your daily school, celebrating NAIDOC. Let me ask you a question, my brother. What's NAIDOC mean to you?
What does NAIDOC mean to me? Today presents an opportunity for us to celebrate people in our community who give so much life enrichment and that connection to to the place where we are and the country we're on.
Thank you.
And to honour the First Nations cultures that have been on this land, in this continent, for millennia.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And like we as First Nation people, we celebrate NAIDOC 365 days a year.
Yep.
But we have a week that creates a platform for an open conversation.
Yep.
And caring and sharing our culture, but also our space and a safe space for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters to come to the table and to walk a mile in our feather foot, I would say, you know.
Yep.
Have the questions, have the yarns, understanding. You only know what you know. So here's a great platform where we can share our culture and have the engagement of all peoples.
Yeah, we heard that in our assembly this morning, that although we have one day here, NAIDOC is celebrated throughout the entire year. It's not a one day event. It's a one day to recognise and create a space to put it on that platform. But but we make those connections and work as one community all throughout the year.
Beautiful. Christopher, I look at the school here, started way back with year seven, and each year it opens up another grade.
Correct.
And we're up to year 10. Next year we go to year 11, and the following year 12.
Yep.
And there we have a high school of Newman Catholic College operating with all grades, only just a couple of years away.
Yep, that's correct. It's been a big past 3.5 years.
Yeah.
We are in our fourth year. As you mentioned, 11 and 12 come next year, and the high stakes with those students entering to their senior secondary subjects and wanting to either go off to pathways to university or trade or other various careers. It's been full on. It's not easy working in a new school and building culture from scratch.
Yes.
And we pull on a lot of from our community and from our staff. It's a larger role than working in other schools.
Sure.
Building that culture.
And like most schools in Australia, we're a very multicultural country. And I'm looking at your beautiful students. I'm seeing different nationalities, Japanese, Chinese, and Italian, and all the above. And that you could say is a fruit salad at school.
Yep. That's correct. Yeah, and it's great to be out. To have all these nationalities that come in, and have you hear different languages on campus as well, and not just within our language classes, but with what students speak at home, you find out later on that they have these connections to their ancestry and cultures from around the world.
Yeah, look, fantastic. You're the leader of liturgy, spirituality, and faith formation. So just paint that picture regarding what your job entails.
Yeah, so traditionally at a Catholic college, there would be an APRE or a DPRE. That's an assistant principal for religious education or a deputy principal for religious education. This role was split into two, and the half of that role, which is deals with the running of liturgies, running of masses, running of particular assemblies, and the running of retreats where students go off, maybe up to Genazzano here on the Tablelands.
Tablelands, yep, thank you.
Yeah, to develop their faith formation, and to my role is to facilitate an encounter with God.
Yeah.
The other half of that role is religious education curriculum, and that is a portfolio of work that I've now taken over as well.
Yeah, good.
With the departure of a colleague. But
you wear many hats, my brother.
Yeah, yeah, it's full on. All things religious education, and our primary job in our department is, like I mentioned, to develop an encounter with God. And however God looks, that relationship is different for every person. But we know across different cultures, our God is recognized, and we have our own way of connecting with them and forming that relationship. We know God to be a creator. We know God in dreaming. We know God in our walks in the Holy Spirit in day-to-day life. So,
Beautiful. And look, we are students for life. So here we are teaching, educating our students. But we as adults need to be open-minded for the learning as well, and all aspects of learning.
Yep.
Christopher, thank you for your yarn, and a big shout-out to your beautiful mother, Principal here at Loretta at Newman Catholic College, Principal Loretta Graham.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you for your yarn, and we'll be talking to your staff and engaging with all the activities happening here at the celebration of NAIDOC for 2025. You keep smiling. God bless you, and we'll talk to you.
Thank you, and thank you to you for being here to help promote this for us and put this more on the map therapeutic for us in our community. Thank you.
Team effort. Thank you very much. Okay. All the best, Christopher. So this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up here, the baldy man is Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program. We're doing the outdoor broadcast here live at Newman Catholic College here on campus of JCU, Cairns Smithville, as we found out talking to Christopher and his beautiful mother, Principal Loretta Graham. That's the first time ever we've had a high school on the same campus as a university. So look, a great fit, fantastic. And when they complete it and having 11 and 12, grade 12 is finished and they just go next door to continue their education. Fantastic. So this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
50,000 years we lived in peace, a land of man was free to wander. 50,000 years in the spirit of dreamtime, the white man came and called it down under.
White man came and called it down under.
200 years ago, the white fella found a land he thought that no one owned. Spears can't fight, guns and dynamite. The white man came and called it down under.
White man came and called it down under.
Something we can't understand. Well, black and white have got to unite, or there'll be nothing left in the land down under.
Nothing left in the land down under.
Sisters in the land down under.
Brothers and sisters in the land down under.
Which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Working men, but sometimes
teardrops kiss the waves upon the reef. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, sake. Southeast wind blow all around us. Let the winter wind chill us to the bone. We must sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters. We are working men and this is working time. Oh, sailing the southeast wind. Oh, sake gubanu. Oh, sake.
We are sailing home. Yes, you mob to Delhi. Welcome to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black. Trinity Trent Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you from JCU campus, Cairns Smithville, at the Newman Catholic College. We're here celebrating NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC to you all, you Delhi mob. Don't forget that Delhi theme in regard to next generation, strength, vision, and unity, you mob. Look, fantastic. Great to be here. I'm having Delhi yarns with Delhi people. Now, this is the first time a high school is on the same campus, same grounds as a university, JCU. So, and it's a progressive college in regarding starting with grade 7 and each year bringing a new grade. We're up to 4 years, grade 10, and next year they bring on 11 and 12. And a high school student finishing grade 12 graduate just walks the next door and gets tertiary education, further education. So to Delhi mob, Trinity Trent Murray from the Curry, a big shout out to BBM 98.7 FM for this Delhi live outdoor broadcast, and NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You mob down there, based down there at BEMA, Brisbane Digital Media Association. That's where you are housed. And a big shout out to the BEMA mob as well, and all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country, house, the beautiful big island of Australia. Stay tuned, you mob. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Delhi sister Carmel DeBell, and she's a consultant for the Directorate of First Nations Catholic Education, and she got a bodyguard with her, Beresford Dominic, and First Nation consultant for Catholic Education, Diocese Cairns. Start with Carmel. Carmel, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, Carmel Deeble, Karachikanji mob. Omwipoon, Horn Island and Prince of Wales.
Beautiful. Fruit salad. Big shout out to your mob. Over to Uncle. Uncle Beresford. Dominic, who your mob? Where are you from, Uncle?
Grew up in Rockhampton. Dad, South Sea Islander. Mum, Kalkadoon Aboriginal.
Yes.
Mount Ozaway, obviously.
Yes.
Out there in the Curry. She was a Murray from the Curry, too.
Yeah, we've got connection then, brother.
Yeah.
We joined.
Yeah.
That means I can borrow money for you, Uncle.
Hey, yeah, go on then.
Go on then. Loan there. Well, that's beautiful. I didn't know that, Uncle. So beautiful connection there. So we should have a proper yarn after this, brother. You know, find that connection, join the dots. They say, come up 6 degrees of separation, with blackfellas only 2. And just join the dots, we connect with somewhere. Look, let's talk about, Carmel, your position, consultant for the Directorate of First Nations Catholic Education. Tell us about your job, how long you've been doing the job, and what your job entails.
Yeah, so I've been in Catholic education for quite a few years, since 2014.
Yeah.
Been very fortunate to get this position in the last 3 weeks.
Last 3 weeks?
In the last
New kid on the block.
Yep, hit the ground running, so it's been beautiful. But what I'm liking most is as a teacher, yeah. I was in the classrooms trying to teach, and we all know that's quite busy.
Sure.
But constantly people knocking on the door asking me about cross-curriculum priority, so our First Nations education.
Yes.
And that was an extra load, and I just went, how can I service people and our mob?
And look, hats off to Catholic College across this nation. They're working in this space in regarding First Nations space, First Nation employment, and having what they call an ILO, Indigenous Leadership Liaison Officer.
Liaison Officer, yeah.
Thank you. So that's happening, and that's your job. Is that right? Recruiting in that sense? Could I say that?
It's not the only thing that we do. It's one component of supporting Indigenous Liaison Officers in schools.
Yep.
We hope to have one of those in each of our schools. But we also support the cross-curriculum.
Okay.
So cross-curriculum priorities, making sure we've got First Nations perspectives in our curriculum and our teachings, making sure that our mob are culturally safe in the schools,
yes,
and that we've got cultural competency within our schools as well.
All right, fantastic. Over to you, Uncle Beresford. Talk about your role, First Nation consultant for Catholic Education, Diocese of Cairns, but you've got a bit of background regarding education. Principal as well, I believe.
I've been with the diocese since October last year.
Okay.
But I spent 35 years with state education as a teacher, head of department in Bamaga and Yarraba, and principal in Moorabbinda for 7 years, and 6 years as principal of Boogerman Community School on Palm Island.
Did you just roll out that resume?
Just roll out.
How deadly are you? Anyone can employ you. You're just too deadly. And so there's got to be a passion there. And when we're talking about leading from the front, educating our First Nations students, look, in the safe space, you can't beat black on black. Mm. So you're in a prime position there in the work that you've done.
Yeah, well, I retired, in inverted commas, for a couple of years and did a bit of Uber driving, a bit of this and a bit of that. but you know, you can never get away from education. I've been in the education game. I was with State Ed for 35 years.
Okay.
I suppose when you're born black, you're in
the space forever. That's
regardless,
right.
Yeah, you know
exactly.
What I mean? Yeah. So the journey never ends. I'm back. I'm trying to still contribute.
So, well, you were Uber driving, you picked up one of the principals and they honed in on you. How'd that work? How'd you get yanked back into the space?
Interestingly, it was a previous director of...
No, I was only joking.
It was the previous director of First Nations education with the diocese.
Is that right?
And
I in your
a little
Uber.
Bit of a yarn, you know.
Is in your
and,
Uber.
Yeah,
what
having a little bit of a yarn and next thing, hey, hang on a minute.
Hang on, job, me here, job application. Well, there you go.
Back in it, yeah.
And you're based here in Cairns?
Yes,
are
absolutely,
you?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you come and come? Are you based here in Cairns?
Also in Cairns, yes.
Do you work at one of the colleges or you go across the area?
So we've got 30 schools across our diocese.
Yeah.
We've got 30 consultants. We've only got 3 consultants.
Hello.
And we've got our director. So we've got 10 schools each.
10 schools each.
Mm.
Is there First Nation Indigenous Liaison Officers at all those schools?
Not at all of them.
That's the goal, to make it happen?
Oh, it'd be lovely to have them.
Okay. Rightio. Thank you. So let's talk about Newman Catholic College. We have a ILO here.
You definitely have got 2 here.
Okay. And who are they?
We've got Tobias and we've also got Lisa.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. They organised for us to be here by my Bibra Media for the outdoor broadcast.
They are very good.
Thank you. That was a silly question. And cousin Lisa, she family. And Tobias, well, he owes me tuck shop money, so be good to catch up with that, brother. But, you know, and there's a lot of activities happening here at the school. Like I said, and we found out talking to the principal of the college, Loretta Graham, first time ever having a high school in the same campus as a university. I think that's a no-brainer, really, if you look at it.
Yeah.
Transition, just walk across the road.
Yes.
Best thing too is I've got a high percentage of First Nations students here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a great transition from Catholic education straight into university pathways.
Well, that old phrase, you can't be what you can't see. I'm grade 12, I can see university across the road. Shut up. Go to it.
Well, hell, I can see Trevor Tim. I don't want to be Trevor Tim.
That's a compliment, girl. You can be female version of me. Look, it is fantastic. It's a beautiful space. And hats off to Catholic colleges across North Queensland, if not across the state, across the country. But having Indigenous space in there, yeah, we're celebrating NAIDOC here, but we as black people, we scream out for black successes, no matter what field, no matter what industry, and success breeds success. So it's powerful to have people of your caliber working in this space when we talk about our students, who are our future, and when we talk about the theme of NAIDOC for this year, your next generation, vision, strength, you know, and legacy, you know. So that's what it creates. And you understand, working with students, I've always said that a child is like a piece of paper. When you walk past a piece of paper, you leave a mark. The question is, what mark are you leaving?
Yeah.
So, Uncle, you as a principal, working so many years, 30-odd years in education, you understand what I'm saying. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Absolutely,
yeah?
Absolutely. And I think I had a conversation with you earlier about...
When we were eating scones.
Yeah, eating. Yeah. Oh, beautiful, too. They were. Yeah. Let's not go back there.
No, but we had three each, didn't we? Yeah. No, sorry, you were saying...
There's none left, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, just, my philosophy has been every kid that we can get on track, every kid that we can get an opportunity for is just fantastic, you know. And you sometimes you just get a bit frustrated because you're not getting more there.
Sure.
But at least if you're getting some there and you just keep working, you just keep working hard and just keep helping them over the line, you know. And
sure.
It's just so important, eh, you know.
So very important, and you know, some fall through the net, so to speak, you know. But we do what we can. And the story about that, have you heard the story about the old man walking along the beach, and all these thousands of millions of starfish, and he's picking up the starfish and he's throwing them in the water while walking along. He's there for a good couple of hours. This young fella watching him went up and said, "Old man, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm just trying to save these starfish so they can get in the water and survive." He said, "Look at all these starfish. What can you do?" The only one person, he picked up starfish and he threw it in. He said, "I just made a difference to that one there."
Mm.
And that's what I'm picking up with you.
Absolutely.
It's making
absolutely
a difference to that one child. Because that can generate for his brothers, his sisters, his cousins, whatever. Can't be what you can't see. Success in all levels.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely,
you've got a very important role, the job that you guys do. And we thank you for doing it. But happy NAIDOC to you both.
Yeah, happy NAIDOC.
Thank you very much. Thank you
good
very much.
Good yarn with you. And we'll catch up yarn soon. Have some more scones, Uncle.
All good.
None left here for you, Carmel.
There was none left.
Shut up. All right, all the best, you guys. Happy NAIDOC. Right.
Okay, yowel. Thank you very much.
Yowel. To Delhi. Beautiful yarn there. That was Carmel Dibble, consultant for the Directorate of First Nations Catholic Education. And like I said, her bodyguard, Uncle Beresford Domic, First Nation consultant for Catholic Education Diocese Cairns. We're here doing the outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, outdoor broadcast here at Newman Catholic College on the campus of JCU, Cairns Smithville. Fantastic. There's a lot of activities happening out on the fields as we sit here underneath the covered way. Big shout out to Mark Harborough, who's doing his stuff, got his team out there. We've got Tobias over here, who's one of the Indigenous liaison officer at Newman Catholic College. He's doing some weaving over here. So a lot of activity and catching up with beautiful cousin Lisa Lindsay, who's one of the ILO as well. So fantastic. Stay tuned, your daily program. National Talk Black here on BBM 98.7 FM.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Tidilly Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at Newman Catholic College for National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and we're here celebrating NAIDOC. And a big shout out to Newman Catholic College and the principal, Loretta Graham. Thank you for having us. And as we found out, the first time ever there's been a high school on the same campus as the university, JCU, represent. And speaking of representation, we're going to catch up a yarn now with a beautiful little sister, Miller Bowen, and she's grade 10 and a foundation student. As Newman College first started out 3-4 years ago, they started with grade 7, grade 8, grade 9, grade 10, and then next year 11 and 12. Well, we have a foundation student. Miller, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm wonderful. Today's been so great so far.
Good, beautiful. Now, you are First Nation. I want to ask you, who your mob were you from?
I'm from the Wurundjeri mob in New South Wales.
Represent. Okay, yeah. Thank you. So here in far north Queensland. Okay, let's get straight to the point. Let's talk Queensland, New South Wales. Where you at, girl? State of origin.
Oh, I'm not too sure, honestly. My family doesn't really go to those things, but I kind of just go what she goes for.
Okay, so football's not a big thing for you, so
not
that's
that
okay.
Big for me.
All right, getting ready to jump all over you, but that's okay, my sister. You're here on Queensland country. So yeah. You're a foundation student, grade 10 here, so you've been here for 3 years?
Yeah.
7, 8, 9? 10, 4 years.
Ten.
4 years, thank you. Foundation. Vision, 11 and 12, yes?
Yeah, I'm excited for the new building. It's coming late next year, which is a bit sucky, but I'm sure it'll be fine. We've got to walk all over with JC.
Yeah, there's a lot of building and hammering and banging going on over there.
Yep.
So are you going right through grade 12, yes?
Yeah.
And what's your vision? What do you want to do when you leave school, Miller?
I'm looking to be into, like, a dermatologist.
A dermatologist?
Yep.
We're talking skin.
Yeah, we're talking skin. So.
Well, you won't run out of work. Yeah. Every human being's got skin out there.
Yep, so go to JC, use the plan, good. And then apply for medical school and go on from there.
Okay, so you've done your research. JCU campus,
yep.
They do have studies for dermatology.
Yep.
They do. All right, fantastic. Good on you. So what made you look at that area?
I was just interested because I've had a lot of problems with my skin before, and just
okay.
Helping other teenagers with their skin would just mean a lot.
All right, fantastic. And I talk about a job or career. My best definition is find something you love doing, find something to pay you to do it. The fact that you had skin problems, hence is why you're looking at dermatology.
Yeah.
Well, more power to you. Because you would have felt the irritation, you would have felt the pain that it creates. So hence your focus on studying to help other people.
Yeah.
Beautiful, fantastic. Any hobbies outside that? Or do you play any sports?
I'm a dancer.
Oh, you're a dancer.
Dancer?
You shake booty.
Yeah.
So what sort of dancing are we talking?
I do it here at Newman after school. Just do whatever they would like. So like jazz, hip-hop.
Yep. Hip-hop.
We're looking to do some more Indigenous dancing.
Okay,
so
beautiful.
This is exciting.
All right, good, good, good. And here we are celebrating NAIDOC.
Yep.
What's NAIDOC mean to you, Miller?
NAIDOC means to me, it's just so important to see like our people get represented, even if it's just for like a week or a month. We don't get that much celebration. It's just awesome to share our culture.
Beautiful. That's exactly what we do. Well, happy NAIDOC to you. Thank you for your yarn. All the best with you.
Yeah.
Enjoy your journey of school. They say school's the best days of our lives.
Yep.
We don't realise it till we leave, I'm telling you, because I've left, you know. So enjoy that journey, Miller.
Thank you so much.
You keep smiling. Happy NAIDOC.
Of course.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Miller Bowen, her name is, grade 10, foundation student here at Newman Catholic College. And as I said, the college adds a new grade each year. And next year they'll have the whole grade 7 right through grade 12. And as I said, so beautiful that the school sits on the campus of JCU. And when they finish grade 12, they just walk across the road and get more education. And they watch the bungee jump at the same time. Looks so beautiful. AJ Hackett, represent, give you a big promo there. AJ Hackett, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev about to sign off. Thank you for your company, mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Keep smiling. Happy NAIDOC, and we'll talk soon. BBM 98.7 FM.
Someone that I